Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
By the way, if you thought the last night's Aztecs game was late, on Saturday, they play again at 8 p.m. at home against Fresno State, except we're going to be in Arizona, which means that's a 9 p.m. start Mountain Time.
What day?
Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Well, at least Sunday, you don't have anything.
That's true.
You know.
You won't be able to stay up, though. After a day of fantasy camping,
I'll be dead asleep.
You won't even make it to the start of the game.
No, you will, though.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll probably be up at 11:20 as the game is wrapping up.
After watching the Timberwolves play, because he's been abandoned.
I just can't. Paulie. I cannot wrap my head. I've never lived on the East Coast. You have.
I have.
I cannot wrap my head around games that start at 9, 10, it's 11
p.m. No, I can absolutely wrap my head around it. And it's like, until you experience it, we always grow up with like, oh, West Coast bias. And then you're like, dude, I totally get it. Why would anybody stay up to have watched Padres games when they weren't good, weren't competitive? Like, who's paying attention to that at 11 o'clock at night on the East
Major
Coast?
Major Garrett. Ryan Cohen, yeah. Beatrice in the chat. Like, Dominic in Baltimore. Those dudes.
Nationally, that's why you're not getting the coverage. So it's like, that's your only option. And it's like, bro, no, I get it.
When I flew home to spend some time with my dad in the summer last year, and that Padre game was starting at
8:40 Central time zone even is too much.
I would make it an inning. What inning? I'm like, I'm exhausted. It's so shocking.
I got friends in the East Coast, and like we'll text on, like, you know, like the Super Bowl or Monday Night Football, whatever's going on. It's like 5 o'clock out here, 4 o'clock even, and they're just like, oh, this game's about to start. Like, I've got to go to bed. Like, I don't think,
bro,
I'm going to stay up.
I have so much. We make fun of a lot of New York radio hosts because, well, they're. Right? It's like, Jesus, relax, buddy. I would be I'm a whiny turd anyway. I can't even imagine living. Do you think that they actually watch the games in which they report about? You can't do it and have a normal life and be like a morning radio show.
If you're in New York City and
Stephen A. Smith stay up to watch the Lakers play.
Regularly. What if the Lakers and the Knicks, like the Knicks are on the road in LA and it's a huge game. They need it for standings or whatever. Like, it's a big game. I'm like, they have to stay up, call it 7:30. So like 10:30 before that game even tips off on the East Coast.
Tips off. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and then the alarm goes off at 4 or 3 or whatever. You got to get to the studio, be ready to go to talk about that game.
Brutal.
This gig of getting up early, it does eat your soul after a while. You know, you get used to it, but it is one of those things where I do have a lot of respect for, Ryan Cohen. He watches every inning of every Padres game. The guy's up till 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and it's got to go into work all day.
Major rarely misses.
Major doesn't miss a pitch.
Stays up late and has to work hard.
When I moved here, 15 years ago, February, when I moved here, and I remember the first Sunday I woke up and they had like NFL football on at 9 a.m., I was like, what's better than this? This is I knew it was the greatest place on earth. And I go, this has just helped cement it. Everything's early. Everything's great, and it's done. It's so good, man. I don't know how. I don't even know how people in Central, you know, are Padres fans. Like people that live in the Central time zone. It's crazy. I can't imagine staying up that late.
And you're right. I can't think about having to stay until 1 o'clock in the afternoon before NFL football even starts on a Sunday.
Yeah. What do you do? Like, what do you do? So. Mad respect to all those people on the East Coast.
Speaking of the East Coast, the big news yesterday came out of Baltimore, where a lot of people in the football world were stunned when the Ravens announced after 18 seasons they were parting ways with John Harbaugh. My first reaction was, well, that's stupid. Guys won a Super Bowl. Guy is widely considered to be one of the best head coaches in the NFL. Who are you going to find that's better than John Harbaugh?
I thought you guys, like, he was one of those guys to me where I figured Baltimore would say, you're here, the Mike Tomlin, like, you're here until you don't want to be here anymore. I really did. And as far as a human being goes, I like that guy. Like him a lot better than his brother. I'll tell you that right now. A lot better than his brother. I think he is good of a coach, classy of an act. Now, I did hear complaints from, and I saw online, complaints from Ravens fans this year. You know, he misused Derrick Henry, you know, whatever. Like, I think 18 years is a long time. It's a long time. And they said that his seven teams called his agent within 45 minutes of the Ravens coach getting fired. If I'm the Ravens, that sends me into a panic.
That was my first thought.
I go, oh no, we screwed up.
I don't know how many. I don't have the list of coaching availabilities. Like, I don't know how many coaching jobs there are right now. But there are coaches that thought they had a secure job for next year that are all of a sudden going, wait, he's available? Like, now I could be on the hot seat.
Dude, yeah, that's such a good point. The guys that were like, oh, I'm coming back. I got a year left on
my
deal.
Obviously, the teams that need a coach are going to be interested.
Yep.
But there's, I got to imagine, there's 5 to 10, maybe even more teams that are like, well, we didn't know John Harbaugh would be available.
Yeah, there's an A.J. Preller sitting out there going, oh, well, there's that guy's available.
Yep.
I might be interested. Well, remember what the Cubs did when they were able to steal Craig Counsell. It's like, David Ross, yeah, you did a good
year.
Job.
See you later.
We found someone better. So that's a possibility. But as shocked as I was, and as much as I disagreed with it, I heard one of the guys who covered the team in Baltimore doing an interview on Westwood One as I was driving in. And he was very reasonable. He wasn't one of those East Coast screamers. But he made the point that as well-respected and great a coach as John Harbaugh is, won the Super Bowl in 2012. Since then, 3 playoff wins in 13 years.
With good players.
With Lamar Jackson, with a 2-time MVP. The farthest they've gotten is the AFC Championship game where they got blown out at home by the Chiefs. And I think about, you know, as Padres fans, how high our expectations are and how disappointed. Like, yes, we've had it good recently. The team keeps getting to the playoffs. You know, they're competitive, but at some point, is that always going to be enough? And you want something more. And if you can't get your team over the hump, if you need a new voice at some point, there is that argument to be said. We know you're a great coach, but our team now needs a new voice. Lamar Jackson, he's 29. He's in his prime. He just may need a new voice, and the team may need someone else just to shake things up a little bit. And that's a real phenomenon that happens with sports teams.
That can very well be true, and I think a lot of other teams are going to also think, like, yeah, but that doesn't mean he's a bad coach all of a sudden.
Right.
Like
No.
The same rules can apply to him, and, like, a new change of scenery, like, I see him still being a very successful NFL coach.
I agree. It says right here, he's won 8 road playoff games in his career, which are the most by a coach in NFL history. However, the Ravens have struggled in the playoffs over the last 12 seasons, winning just 4 games in the last 12 years in the postseason. That's tough. Let's say that Craig Stammen is the guy, and he's going to be here. I mean, let's say he's here for 10 years, and he makes the playoffs 10 years in a row. It's amazing. Fun. We will have a great time. Ratings will be great. The money will be rolling in. But they don't win a World Series. It's infuriating. Like, the Dodgers have won the last 2 World Series, and then that COVID year, they wanted Dave Roberts. That dude was winning the division every year. It's just a different mentality, a different mindset to be able to fire a guy like that consistently wins. It's a different mentality.
The real mind twister here, though, and the fantastic meme that was going around yesterday, and it was a shot of the end of the Steelers-Ravens game on Sunday night of the goalposts. And in the middle of the goalpost, it said, Tomlin fired. And on the outside of the goalpost, it said, Harbaugh fired.
Wow.
Basically, the kick by Tyler Loop. If that goes in, yeah. Is John Harbaugh still the coach? He's still the coach today because they're in the playoffs and they're... But would they fire him anyway if
right.
they got to the playoffs and lost? Because if you're telling me that you were fine with him as coach, but because that
kid,
one guy missed
right.
one kick, all of a sudden we're getting rid of a guy after 18 years. I hope that wasn't the decision-making process and it came down to that one kick. You should have already known, no matter what happens, unless we go on some incredible run and win a Super Bowl, it's time to move on. Even if we win a playoff game, we just don't think he's the right guy anymore. I'll respect that. That's
yeah.
a good organization that doesn't make snap decisions. They've stuck with him for 18 years through mostly good, couple
That's
of bad
wild.
Seasons. I hope that it just didn't come down to that.
That kick.
Yeah, that kick decided the job future of John Harbaugh.
There's so many opportunities in the NFL for him. And again, seven teams. Probably, Paulie, some of those seven have
would
head
you
coaches
want,
under
you, If you're Harbaugh, though, do you want some of those opportunities? Do you want to go work for the Raiders?
No.
Do you want to go work for the Giants?
No.
I don't know if you do.
I don't either, but Miami is interesting. That's an interesting one.
Atlanta, I'm trying to think of other teams that fire their coaches.
Nice place to live, Miami. I don't know. I think
Cleveland.
Stefanski was a good coach.
Miami's interesting because they have not fired McDaniels.
No.
But everyone kind of thought they would or think they should. So he's the guy that if I'm Mike McDaniels, I'm thinking – Oh, yesterday I felt pretty confident until I saw this news.
Today I do not.
Like, now that's a team that, like, might go, all right, are we sure we want to go with this? Because we have a interview with John Harbaugh.
You got to do it. I think there's going to be 15, 20 teams that will want to talk to him. He's that good. He's that good, and he's that good of a human as well. So I think it's interesting, but he's world is his oyster now. I'm sure he was shocked by this.
Satan's Blowfish asks in the chat, any chance Harbaugh is walking away on some level? I don't think it's his decision, but he was in his statement, he was like, but I'm at peace with this, and I can see where it might be the best for both sides to move on. I don't think he has to immediately jump back in necessarily to coaching. Maybe you take a year off.
Do a little broadcasting. He'd be great.
And then, see what pops up a year from now in terms of head coaching opportunities out there. But I firmly believe he remains a good head coach, and whoever the next organization that lands him will be better off than they were before without him.
Yeah, 100%. And again, who are you going to get? Who are you going to get that is better than John Harbaugh?
No one.
Like, that you can confidently say this will be better.
Say. No, you're downgrading your coach for sure. But you may just feel like we need to do something a little bit different. And, someone made the point that the Eagles let Andy Reid get away.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid went to Kansas City and, put together a dynasty, essentially. But was it really the worst move for the Eagles? They've won two Super Bowls
right.
since as well.
Right.
They lost a great head coach who went on to be a better head coach. And yet it wasn't necessarily the wrong decision for the Eagles to let Andy Reid go.
Does Jerry Jones go, I'm going to give you anything you want. Anything you want. Do you want that gig? Somebody actually
there
said.
There was. Glory hole.
That would sell me as a potential head coach. Jerry, where's this glory hole I keep hearing about? Ray in the chat. Now, again, he said, Raiders is a prime spot. Cap space available. 10 picks in the draft. Elite running back and tight ends. And a first pick to go. Get Mendoza.
And head-to-head in the same division as your brother would be kind of interesting,
for
sure.
It would be. Tom Brady's kind of your boss. Yes, any NFL, there's going to be a bright spot, I think, to most NFL head coaching jobs. If you want to turn around a franchise like the Las Vegas Raiders, sure, your ego will say, oh, I can do it. I can fix him. But it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a nice little bidding war for John Harbaugh because he's a really good coach. I was surprised.
Speaking of the Ravens and like Lamar Jackson, I saw another thing going around and it was interesting. It was talking about, so yesterday we went through all the playoff teams in the NFL and kind of gave a ding or a buzz, can you see them going on a run?
Right.
Or are they just lucky to be there and they're going to get bounced? And the Bills were an interesting one because we've seen them. They've been to the AFC Championship. Like, we've seen them in a lot of big games. You just feel like, yeah, they can go on a run, but they didn't have a great year. And I saw somebody said, all right, there's no Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. There's no Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. And there's no Joe Burrow in the playoffs. Along with Josh Allen, those four guys have battled each other every single year. And all of them are gone except for Josh Allen. It's like, bro, there's no excuses.
This is your moment.
And this is probably their weakest team
except
that they
have.
Except
you have a horrible defense.
Horrible defense.
And honestly, if the Bills lose, I'd consider letting Sean McDermott go if I could get John Harbaugh.
100%,
up in Buffalo.
100%.
Yeah. And see if, you know, he can work that magic.
That would seem like an Andy Reid
move. One of those situations where, yeah, we had a good coach, and now I think we have a better one that could, you know, put together a dynasty.
Imagine, like, you're the best coach, and you live in Baltimore, no offense, and then you have to move to Buffalo, no offense.
You're like, the Miami job was open. The Vegas job was open. All right. Babe.
Arizona.
Babe, we're moving to Buffalo. She's like, you son of a bitch. You're one of the best
she
in
goes,
the business.
Nah, you're moving to
you're
Buffalo.
You're moving to Buffalo.
The other big story yesterday, just a couple minutes here, came out of the college football world, the transfer portal. See the story about Washington quarterback Damon Williams Jr.?
I saw a tweet from our beloved Dave Softy Mahler. Yesterday, who is a big UW fan, the biggest, perhaps. And the hate and vitriol, when I saw this tweet, I went, what did this kid do? Like, what did he do that was so wrong? And, what's his name?
Damon Williams Jr., you know, signed his NIL contract, according to The Athletic, like 3 days ago, to stay with Washington whatever millions that he was going to get to remain as the Washington quarterback. And then announced on Instagram yesterday, nope, actually, I am transferring. I am taking my talents and leaving Washington and going back on my word, essentially. And this has the college football world, of course, in an uproar.
Well, where's he going?
Going to?
LSU.
LSU.
To play Lane Kiffin. Mm. And they were hot mad about it, man.
Clearly, LSU a little later in the game with all the changes in the transfer portal and may have come in with a last-minute offer that was too good for him to turn down. The question now is, can Washington legally keep Williams around? You signed it. You're our quarterback. You have to come back. I don't know that they want... Do you really want a guy back who has already announced he's leaving?
It's interesting.
Force him, like... No, we're forcing you to play for us now this year as a college student.
There is, it says here, there's an article in The Athletic, which is, again, this opens up. You talked about Pandora's box being opened yesterday. This is a different level of Pandora's box. Washington, the headline of the article is, Washington has no intention to release quarterback who signed but plans to enter portal anyway. He didn't just enter the portal. He already committed to go to LSU to play for Lane Kiffin.
But if you have no intention of releasing, so you're going to keep paying him even though he doesn't want to be there? I mean, just let him go.
The spite of, like, we're going to pay you what we said we'd pay you, but you're not going to play? But like, you
have
to
keep
him
here? I don't know that makes sense for anybody.
I guess
the problem,
wild.
And this is where college football has angered so many people. At some point, it feels like at the end of the year, every college football player is just going to become a free agent. And they could just go and have a big auction. Like, have an auction house where they stand, and, all right, we're going to start the bidding on Arch Manning at $5 million. Do I have $5 million? Texas, $5.5 million.
LSU.
Got Alabama. Do I have $6 million? LSU. I mean, just every single year, you're going to have essentially an auction for the highest bidder for every college football player in America. It's an insane system that they now have left
themselves with.
Why did it morph into that?
Why? What's the reason?
All right.
Why can't you just do this?
All right, up for an auction is this baseball here, signed by Babe Ruth. All right, let's start the bidding at $500. $500 sounds good to me. Oh, we got $1,000 over here. Just do it normal. Why are you going to... Why did that... Where did that morph?
Never heard of another 9. Another 8. Never heard of another 10. Another 12.
What? There's no logical...
It's a psychological trick that makes people panic, because you're talking so fast. They,
okay,
they get faster, like, and you end up spending way more than you thought you were going to, just because the guy's talking so fast.
110 over here, you say 11, 12 over here, 113 over here, 14, over here, 15, over here, 16, 17 over here, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Is he the Tom Brady of auctioneers?
Like, it was a montage of very fast auctioneers.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
This is the 2019 Auctioneer Championship.
Yes!
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I want one of these.
Give a high. 69.
I swear to God, I can listen to it all day long.
Like, I'm just trying.
You're right.
Like,
maybe that is it. The sense of urgency. I'm panicked listening to. I'm fully panicked. It's different. The guy going, do I have $50?
$50. Know.
It makes me feel like I took 3 years of Spanish in high school. Got a very small knowledge, and I remember I retained some of that small knowledge of information. But if I hear people speaking fluently
with each other,
I'm like listening. I'm like, I picked up two words.
Yeah. God bless.
Those aren't words. He's not saying anything.
He's just saying.
I heard 69.
I heard him selling a daughter.
Hang on. Let's go back and.
Say 9, high, I'm having a daughter to be half, I'm going to be 69, daughter to be half, a daughter, I'm going to be 69 and a half. I sold him $69.
Sold his daughter for $69.
That's what I gathered.
I got it. Somebody said you guys should do your ad reads like
that. It's just incredible.
Do an entire Ben and Wood show like that. We'll be done in about 14 minutes.
Second half, like, it's unreal. It is unreal, dude. I swear I can listen to it all day long.
We're a little overdue to get to DDT coming up next. We talked about maybe John Harbaugh doing a little broadcasting. Woods isn't happy about NBC's new plans for their broadcasters potentially for baseball.
The end of the world is upon us. I can't do this anymore.
It's
man.
Coming up next. Quick timeout. Traffic.
Come right back.
And more Ben and Woods. Sun away on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
There's no time. I want to remind you about our place to play cards in Chula Vista. We're just mentioning Chula Vista. Right off the 5 freeway. You get off. It's on the west side of the freeway on San Diego Bay. You can find it. It's not huge, but it's not tiny either. You just walk in and it's a right size spot to play cards called 7 Mile Casino.
I like that it's not too big and it's not too small. It's just right for you. I got great food. They got all card games that you want. Got Texas Hold'em, Pied Gal, Baccarat, and of course California style blackjack. My favorite style blackjack. And my favorite place to play cards. 7 Mile Casino, best part is 7 minutes from downtown. If you're a high limit player, they will take your action. I got a good spread of games, especially in the no limit hold'em. Got good dealers, comfortable chairs. That's important. Smoke free. If you're gonna be, especially if you're gonna be sitting around. And some people like to sit down, long session. You know, 6-7 hours. You want to be comfortable. You want to be taken care of. They will do that at 7 Mile Casino. Or if you're just going in for a good time, enjoy the bar at Sammy's. Have a cocktail. It's got TVs with games, sports, always on all over the place. The patio is fantastic with great views. Coronado Silver Strand in San Diego Bay. Many reasons to visit. Check it out today. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Nailed it.
That was
absolutely
amazing,
nailed
Paul.
It.
That was
thank
amazing.
You. It was incredible. We did.
Did you catch all of that?
We just learned how to do that.
Was that yesterday's spot?
That was yesterday.
That was amazing. Did you hear me say, you know, you sit down for 6-7 hours?
Six, seven. I think it's dead. I think it died.
It did? 6-7 died in 2026?
I think it's over.
Can we bring it back in 2027?
Maybe.
Seven.
Yeah, but I do think it's over.
26-7.
Yeah, Rod says now he wants Kung Pao chicken. I know.
No, you want Kung Pao chicken.
Kung Pao chicken.
Pork chop on the 24-7 players menu.
It's so brilliant. Somebody send Ben to auctioneer training. Yes.
I would love to be able to do that. It's not easy.
But do make sure that you get down to 7 Mile Casino. In 2026, make it one of your intentions. Not your resolution, your intention to get down to 7 Mile Casino and have a great time. I'm naturally just wanting to talk faster now since I've heard that. Everything that's coming out of my mouth is coming faster than it normally would. Go to 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from
tonight's meal. Tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Downtown.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
New year, Woods. New yes. Sponsor for DDT. Don't Do This is brought to you by Dixie Line Lumber and Home Centers, helping San Diego homeowners and contractors fix it,
build it,
and enjoy it.
I know
if that works, but yeah.
I know when I'm building a new project at home, a new desk, a new bookshelf, I know the first place I go is Dixie Line Lumber. It's simply the best for all of my wood and lumber and building needs. I can't tell you the number of Saturdays I've gone down to Dixie Line Lumber and driven off with a load of wood.
They don't call you Stephen Wood.
That's true.
For nothing.
That's exactly right.
My mom used to take me to Dixie Line Lumber as a kid. I loved going to
me
Dixie
and
Line
my
Lumber.
My dad, also another notable handyman. Me and him used to build. We used to build birdhouses and dog houses. We didn't have a dog, but we've been going to Dixie Line
Lumber. I'm assuming the people I always hire to do these things do go to Dixie Line Lumber.
Indeed.
I'll get us started. You know what? Sometimes don't do this is actually benefit our teams. And in this case, on Saturday night, back to the Aztecs' previous game against Boise State, the referees made a gigantic mistake that may have actually won the game for the Aztecs. And Mark Ziegler kind of dug into this story. Boise State submitted the video afterwards, and it turns out they were right. I don't know if you remember, but in double overtime, Jeremiah Oden picked up a foul, and he raised his hands and went, that's five, and walked off the court because he knew he had fouled out. That was the fifth foul. But when they checked with the scorer's table, the official scorer only had him with four fouls. So Dutch put him back in triple overtime, where he hit a big three-pointer, ended up being the margin of victory for the Aztecs in that game. Well, when they went back on the tape and looked and analyzed it, they realized that on his fourth foul, the official came over, and instead of doing 2-5 for Jeremiah Odin, he's number 25, he just did five for Farrell Compton. And so the scorer wrote it down as a Farrell Compton foul when it was really a Jeremiah Odin foul. So he should have fouled out.
Man.
But he was playing with five fouls in triple overtime when he hit a big three-pointer. Obviously, Boise State not too happy about that, but there's nothing they can really do about it other than submit their complaint. This is what Leon Rice had to say. Says, we compete our tails off sometimes. You have to go against adversity you can't control, but for us to still be worrying about it, it's useless. It's the L in salmon. What does it do? It does nothing.
Salmon.
So yeah. Move on.
I like that. It's the L in salmon. What does it do? I've never heard that.
I hadn't heard either. That's a great quote by Leon Rice.
It's real. I'm going to file that one away.
It's the L in salmon.
What does it do?
Nothing.
Right. Brilliant.
Unless you want to kind of say salmon.
Salmon.
Salmon? Salmon. It's not salmon.
Nobody ever. No, it's salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon.
No, nobody says salmon.
There's a little bit of.
No, there's not.
What's the disease you get when you eat raw pork?
Salmonella.
Those are two different
salmonella.
Words.
They're different. Salmonella.
It's not two different things entirely.
Two different things entirely.
You don't go like fishing for salmonella.
Actually, I think it's trichinosis, so it doesn't
matter. Oh, is it? Salmon.
I mean, I don't know if it's a regional thing. Like, I grew up in Washington. We got a lot of salmon from Alaska, and mm-hmm. could catch it right there in Washington as well. But my whole life, I heard salmon. But
salmon.
I'm sure they could have pronounced it differently in other parts of the country.
Salmon. It is salmon.
Salmon. The L doesn't do anything at all, then.
Well, I mean, it's also the world's most repugnant fish known to man.
So. It's great in omega-3s, good, healthy, fatty acids that you need.
I take fish oil to get...
Where do you think it comes from?
I know. Believe you me, I can taste it when I burp it up sometimes. But it is absolutely repugnant.
So anyway, Aztecs caught a major break in that game. And this is actually part of a larger issue. The officiating in the Mountain West, and Ziegler has written about this, has been insanely bad the last couple of years. They're using like the Big Ten's officials, their consortium, but... The Big Ten sends them the absolute bottom of the barrel. Like, the worst of the worst officials get sent out to the Mountain West games. And so they get guys that are ranked, you know, KenPom ranks even officials. They get like, oh, this is the 278th ranked official. Oh, this guy is an NAIA ref who usually works games in South Dakota. But we're going to send him and do the Boise State Aztecs game on national television.
Man.
And if it looks like the officiating hasn't been that sharp lately...
It hasn't.
It probably hasn't for San Diego State games. That'll change next year when they go to the Pac-12. They're going back to the Big 12, I think, officials consortium.
We always said here on Ben and Woods, man, ESPN's baseball product had really it had gone downhill many, many years in a row. And, you know, be careful what you wish for, because now NBC Peacock, they've got their Major League Baseball package. Now, saw the name come out, Jason Benetti could be the guy.
Yes. Like lead play-by-play?
He is fantastic. Fantastic. Nobody's commenting yet. He's a possibility.
This is replacing Sunday Night Baseball? Yes.
Sunday Night Baseball NBC package.
Sunday Night Football, Sunday Night Baseball.
Yep. Sunday Night Baseball, Sunday Night Football. And Jason Benetti is rumored to be the lead dog. Great. Fantastic. Future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw is a top studio target for NBC Peacock's Major League package. So they're saying maybe both, but they're saying the two names that they're the most interested in, Clayton Kershaw and Joey Votto. I love Joey Votto. I don't know how good he would do sitting there calling a game. He's very entertaining.
I could be good.
He's very entertaining. I would listen to him. I would absolutely listen.
He's not very trustworthy, though.
Because
He makes things up.
He lies.
We know aren't true. He lied to us.
A lot. But Clayton Kershaw, jump right into our nightmare. The water is warm. It's just Dodger fatigue at this point. They're really good. They've won two World Series. So you know how things go. Like they're gonna continue to hammer the Dodgers.
Is this a smart move by NBC?
Yeah.
Obviously, you
it
know,
is
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Don't you get the sense that, I mean, there are a lot of Dodgers fans, but don't you get the sense that the rest of the 29 fan bases hate everything Dodger related?
I do.
And you're gonna have most of the games are not gonna include the Dodgers. So
won't they?
Well, okay. Half of the games maybe won't include the Dodgers.
75% of Dodgers games will be on Sunday.
Are you forcing Clayton Kershaw down all of our throats when we don't really want him?
Well, the answer is unequivocally yes. Yes, but he has been rumored to be the guy that they're interested in. And Baltimore Orioles ESPN TV play-by-play announcer Kevin Brown is another potential candidate. He is also very excellent. Keep your mitts off of Jesse Agler and the like. Okay.
And finally, a little doo-doo this.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
Just want to congratulate a couple of big names on their new gigs. San Diego State Aztecs have hired Colin Farrell as their new edges coach. Get the pass rushing game sharp next year. Taking a little break from Hollywood.
True Detective Season 2 is a little underrated.
He was amazing in The Penguin.
Oh, yep. Penguin.
Was fantastic.
So good.
So Colin Farrell now with the Aztecs. And...
Wait. They just hired. They hired a guy named Colin.
Farrell. It's a guy named Colin Farrell. He's giddy about it.
Yes, and congratulations.
Anything else to tell us about him?
East Carolina Pirates have hired a new wide receivers coach. It is Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. Congratulations.
Oh. Good morning, everybody. Let's go catch some passes.
He's got to do it with an LSU or what did you say, Louisiana?
No,
East Carolina.
Good morning, everybody.
Stupid. I don't know why.
That's why we didn't get the most out of Juan Soto. We were using him wrong.
Yeah, we're using him wrong.
We put him out in left field. The guy just wanted to be running deep routes.
Pattern.
He is. I think that's
dig roots.
So roots. Routes.
Routes?
Yes.
Routes. Run a passing route.
Routes.
Routes. You're right, routes.
Roots.
You're right.
You say route, I say route.
Get my kicks on Route 66.
Route 66. I think in football it is route. Run the right route.
Right. Yeah. But on the freeways, it's the route.
Congratulations to Juan Soto, which is incredible. Wide receivers coach.
Would it kind of suck to have to share a name with someone much more famous than you?
Would you rather share your name with Juan Soto or Colin Farrell?
Could be worse. Could be like that guy you reported, that Adolf Hitler.
That's true.
It could always be worse.
And that's don't and do this for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I didn't want salmon! I said it four times!
Me. All the time.
Brought to you by Dixie Line Lumber and Home Center.
Love Dixie Line Lumber.
Welcome to the team, Dixie Line.
Yes, good to have you.
All right,
you guys this weekend.
When we come back, I do want to talk some Padres. Is this an unusually quiet offseason for baseball, or is this just the new normal for everybody, and the Padres are simply playing along with what the vast majority of baseball is doing? Get to that coming up and more on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When Pauly gets an auctioneer on the program, they will appear on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
I would love to get an auctioneer on the show and just talk to him about, like, how'd you learn this? When did you decide this is what I want to do?
Why did you decide to
like,
do this?
What happened where you go, oh, there might be a future for me in this?
I can do that. I've worked with one. Her name is Anna, the
really?
Auctioneer. She's fantastic. I've done a few different events.
Do they all go fast
her.
Like that?
Yeah, she does. She's incredible. Like, it just to watch her work is it's magnificent to see it. And the thing is like every time I've ever done an MC gig, and they've said, oh, and you'll be doing the live auction. It's the most panic-inducing thing of all
time. I've done many of them.
I can't
stand
it.
But I don't really try to do the super speed
talking. No, me neither. I just didn't want to do it. So the last one I did, they hired this auctioneer, and she was fantastic. Like, really, really good.
Honor down, 50 here, down, 51, honor 2, 3 here, down, 2, 4, down, 5 here, 56, 7, honor 12, 58, 9, 9, down, 60, 60 here, down, 1, 1 here, 1, 50 here, down.
It's like they're speaking in tongues.
It really
is. It's unbelievable.
Pentecostal church, dude.
Yeah. Dude, it's
so
it's
good.
Like, I could go down that rabbit hole all day long.
I think I may later tonight after we get packed and everything.
I need more.
I know. I need more, too.
There hasn't been a lot of auctioning going on with free agents since the holidays. Lately, it's been very quiet in baseball, and it's not only the Padres. I want to talk about the strategies of Padres, Dodgers as well, right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Seen some fans, and I understand the sentiment, you know, saying, oh, when are the Padres going to do something? Like, what are they waiting for? I don't know the answer to that question. When are the Padres going to do something? But I do know that what they are doing this offseason is pretty much in line with 85 to 90% of other Major League Baseball teams.
I'll tell you what, there's teams in baseball that are a lot more, in my just my educated guess, that are a lot more stable as far as financials and things go, right? There's teams with owners that have more money. There are teams that have a more robust kitty to spend from. And they're not doing anything either. You know, that's what gives me a little bit of pause, Ben. And, of course, makes me think, is everyone panicked about the lockout? I don't know. I've heard it spun both ways. No, go in hard now. Like, go spend money. Everything could change, you know, after next year. It could actually work in your favor. Like, go hog wild. You've just been told this could be your last year on the planet. What are you going to do if the doctor tells you got 1 year to live? I'm not going to be conservative. I can tell you that right now. I'm going nuts. So people are thinking that maybe that's the right course of action. Then the other side is they're holding everything very close to the vest because they don't want to spend a bunch of money and could get locked out and not make any money.
But I wonder if AJ Preller is going with the philosophy that I saw that the Dodgers basically are now taking in the offseason.
There's a name for it that you said.
Yes, they are standing around the backboard, is what inside the Dodgers front office they call it.
Cherry picking.
They're
boxing
using,
out.
Boxing
they're
out.
They're using a basketball reference to go, yeah, we're not waiting to take the first shot, essentially. We're not firing up three-pointers. We're just waiting around to get the rebound, when guys don't get the big money offers that they're hoping for, when Kyle Tucker doesn't get that $400 million deal, or Alex Bregman doesn't get that $190 million deal that he wants, we will then swoop in and give them a very nice, shorter-term, high-average value deal that doesn't lock us into anything we don't want to do, something we're very comfortable doing. And you know what? If another team wants to go and overpay for someone, that's fine. But there will be another guy or two. Maybe it's Bo Bichette. Maybe, you know, there will be some of those bounce back guys who aren't seeing the market develop the way they hope. And when that happens, then we slide in and we go, yeah, we can do this. And
yeah,
you stay safe face. You get to come play for the Dodgers on a deal that looks nice on an average value. And if you do well, you get to be a free agent again in 3 years. Yeah, we're not going to give you that 7 or 8 year deal, but the Dodgers call it hanging around the backboard. And I wonder if AJ Preller is doing some of the same thing.
Probably for a different reason.
Not for Kyle Tucker, not for the same level of players, but he did it last year with Nick Pivetta. Kind of hung around the backboard until, the market didn't develop for Nick Pivetta the way he wanted to in free agency, and he had to accept a more creative deal with opt-outs and a very low salary the first year with a bump up this year because he didn't see what he wanted. So AJ hung around the backboard, and then when the rebound opportunity was there, he jumped in, corralled it, and got the player that he was looking for. Is that what the Padres are doing? The same strategy that the Dodgers, the much richer, more well-financed Dodgers, are taking this offseason as well?
Yeah, and I can't decide what I would, if I'm a Dodger fan, I'm feeling pretty happy these days. You've got a juggernaut on your hands. The guys that you lost last season, we talked about it before the show, guys you didn't really want anyway. Kirby Yates, off the books. Clayton Kershaw, off the books. I don't have to worry about getting him his postseason appearance. I don't have to worry about any of that anyway. He was great for them. He's a Hall of Famer. I get it. Michael Conforto, mistake. Guys that you didn't really care weren't coming back are not coming back. So that's a win for them.
Because they didn't sign Michael Conforto to a 4-year deal.
Correct.
They waited around.
One year.
We're giving you a 1-year deal. Here you go. It didn't work out. Fine.
Didn't work out. See you later. If I'm a Dodger fan, though, I don't know. I think I would say, why not? Why aren't we going to get Kyle Tucker? Or why aren't we going to get...
But you might be. You might still be getting them just later. You just have to be a little patient, and you'll still end up with the guys that you wanted to get in the beginning.
And you have the luxury, if you're the Dodgers, of going, we're sitting on 2 rings right now, and there's really no end in sight. We don't have to go hard for Kyle Tucker. But the Blue Jays do, and they are. They're going after Kyle Tucker as well. He would be great.
And they'd love to get Bo Bichette back.
Yep.
But they've spent a ton already.
They have.
I don't know. I fear the scenario where February 15th rolls around, and all of a sudden the Dodgers are announcing, we're signing Kyle Tucker and Bo Bichette.
Correct.
It's not out of the question.
It's absolutely
not. It's not out of the question. And baseball fans for 29 other teams will lose their minds when that happens.
I'll be one of them.
I know. Padres won't be signing those guys, but there are plenty of names still out there. There's a lot of pitchers still out there.
Yep.
There's
guys on the market, too, that teams are looking to move. This one pissed me off. I saw the other day Dodgers interested in Freddie Peralta, which they would have to trade, which they have plenty of chips to do it. And I'm sitting there going, you're going to get Freddie Peralta, too, to throw in that rotation?
I saw that Freddie Peralta is getting maybe even more looks than Tarek Skubal just because he's so cheap. He's only making $8 million this year. And teams that are on a budget go, he might not be as good as Skubal, but for a fraction of the price, even for 1 year, we can fit that in our budget, and all it's going to cost us is some prospects.
Just some prospects?
Yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers can afford to be patient and sell very high if they're going to deal Freddie Peralta.
Dodgers are in the top tax bracket in Major League Baseball right now. Anybody, they will pay 110% tax on any new additions to the payroll. 110% tax. The two New York Yankees are just shy of the top, or the Yankees and the Mets are just shy of the top tax bracket.
110%. So if they sign a guy for $10 million, they're paying $21 million total?
Correct.
Total. It's pricey business. You want to own a baseball team, right? Like, so you want to own a baseball team.
I just hate that's such an easy one for them still. They're like,
no problem. No problem.
And the Padres are very close as well to paying not 110%. I think the first level is only like 20%. So if they signed a guy for $5 million, they actually have to pay $6 million on that in for the total of luxury tax as well. But Padres aren't exempt from that either.
It's going to be interesting. The CBA is going to be one of the most confusing. It's fraught with peril. Like, just, you're panicked about how it's going to go. You're panicked about how long it's going to drag out.
I don't feel that way.
I think once it's done, I think we'll be happy.
Right.
I do.
And it will be settled at some point, whether it's going to take way too long or it's just going to be those panic-inducing months leading up to spring training. I don't know, but baseball will go on. The baseball players want to play baseball. Baseball owners want to own baseball teams.
Yeah.
Baseball will go on at some point. We will be mad about how it plays out, but there's no way, There's not going to be a new world order.
No.
They have to come to an agreement of some sort at some point. Or, you know what, baseball just goes away? That's all right.
That doesn't seem smart.
It was a good 178-year run, but that's it. We can't figure it out. No, baseball is going to continue on.
Ben and Woods, your favorite hockey show of all time. We will dive headlong into it.
We'll come back. We got Take on Woods and much more in our second half of the program next.
Oh, and I'm very nervous about tomorrow.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,